What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Therapy Thursday. This one's going to be a little special because Ashot is very, very busy dealing with his new house. He's been working all day nonstop. I actually called him earlier today and there was a saw in the background. There was a fucking jackhammer. Just there's a ton of stuff going on in his house. So I'm going to be doing this solo for today, which is chill, not a big deal. Nobody's gonna interrupt me or ask me how my day is. I just have to talk to myself, which is kind of weird, but hey, fuck it, new experience. So anyways, you know, I hope that everybody so far has been enjoying some of the Therapy Thursday episodes. I know it's a little bit more just about our lives now and less about helping each other sometimes, but it's nice to get an update on everybody and see what people are doing. For this specific episode, I want to just point out some good news that's on the horizon. You know, I've been listening to the White House press briefings and the White House COVID briefings, and overall it seems like numbers are coming down for COVID. Things are getting a little bit better. You know, I think a lot of people are going to be dealing with mental health issues after COVID. It kind of exposed such a big weakness, and it showed us just how fragile we really are. And, you know, that's something that's kind of scary. And for a lot of people, they're going to get knocked down. And they're going to have to kind of climb out of that hole and that struggle. And that's one of the reasons we want to start the podcast, is because we want to be able to be a resource for people who feel like they don't really know where to turn to, right? And especially, you know, given that, you know, we're both guys, sometimes it can be harder, like we mentioned, you know, for guys to speak up and to say, hey, I'm having a bad day, or I'm in trouble, or can you please help me, etc. But overall, you know, we're all going through this crazy experience together, but there is hope. You know, I think in the US we've vaccinated 23 million people or something, and I think there's 250 million eligible adults that need to be vaccinated, the kids they're doing studies on. So yeah, you know, we're slowly chipping away at it, slowly getting past it. And I feel like after COVID is over, right, and we kind of go back to normal, whatever that normal may be at that point, I feel like a lot of people are going to be really anxious about interacting with others, right? This whole time we've kind of had to recoil when you see somebody's face. You know, if you don't see them with a mask on, you're worried about transmission. Where was this person, especially in public, if you don't know them? And, you know, it's going to cause a lot of anxiety with people. You know, one of the things I've asked a couple of my friends, and you at home might be experiencing this too, is I have dreams sometimes where I'm not wearing a mask. And my friends aren't either, I guess, rather. Or I'll be like out with people and then they're like, oh, let's go to this party. And I'm like, yeah, dude, let's go to this party. Cool, whatever. And all of a sudden I look around, I'm like, oh shit, nobody's wearing a mask. Like, is everybody safe? Like, what year is this? So it's something that is very built into like our psychology right now, right? It's permeating our dream space for a lot of us. I've talked to a few different people about it, and it's not really going to go anywhere anytime soon, right? Even once the majority of people are vaccinated, we're still going to have to use masks and wear them probably maybe until the end of this year. Who knows? It depends, right? Because if you're vaccinated and you're around somebody else who's vaccinated, you should, I'm not a doctor, be okay. But if you're not, like if you're vaccinated and you're around somebody who's not, you could still potentially, you know, transmit it to them. We don't have enough information yet. Hopefully not, and hopefully the vaccines do curb the transmission. But again, we need the data, we don't know. And that can be a bit worrisome for people. Obviously, there's variants on the rise and all this other stuff going on in the news. But overall, it seems like there's a lot more positive things coming out day to day versus strictly negative things. Because for a while, you know, I think a lot of people couldn't really watch the news. A lot of people that I know, myself included, we just turned off the news. And, you know, we just kind of went and lived our life. And I don't mean to say we lived our life in the sense of we didn't take precautions. We just said, fuck it. But we lived our lives within those precautions that we knew, right? You know, distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, try to stay away from as many people as possible. Don't swap air with them. And even for myself, having to work through the pandemic, I've had to go to the office since March. Like, we're not work from home or anything. It's been weird. It's just like every morning, you know, I wake up, instead of phone, wallet, keys, it's phone, wallet, keys, mask, you know, Apple Watch, whatever's a part of your kind of normal routine, make sure it's on, all this stuff, make sure it's on before I exit the car, go into the building, go to my desk, sit there, do work, come home. So it has been really weird, but I do want to give a very special thanks to anybody who's a frontline worker. A lot of my friends are, and when they post on Facebook or Instagram saying, oh, you know, I'm in the hospital again tonight, or they'll post, you know, wearing their protective gear, the PPE, I'll send them a message saying, hey, thank you for what you do. You know, I hope you're being safe. I hope you've been vaccinated, and I hope that you can keep being safe and keep taking care of the people that are going through this, right? It's definitely not fun for anybody to be sick, ever, really. And it's definitely not fun, I imagine, to have COVID, obviously. So, you know, if you have people in your life that are frontline workers, maybe give them a shout out. Thank them for what they're doing. Really, you can do it with anybody and everybody. You know, talking about the experience does make it a little bit better for the most part. The same way, if you know you have anxiety, you can call a friend, maybe calm down a little bit, you know, relax, take a few deep breaths, and start to kind of center yourself. And one of those things is the social component, right, which was stripped away due to COVID. So if you reach out to people, you might make their day because you assume other people are thanking them and being nice to them because they're on the front lines, but not everybody is. So if you can just take that time and put a little bit of effort into it to, you know, really, really show your appreciation for not, again, not just the frontline workers. Obviously, they need it more now than ever, but also just everybody, right? If somebody does something nice or something that you agree with, try to inject a little bit of positivity, right? Say, hey, I like that shirt you're wearing, or whatever. Obviously, this is kind of more like commenting on social media posts, things of that nature, right? You know, so many people just like and leave, whereas if you like and comment, you could actually make somebody's day, and, you know, might as well spread a little bit of, spread positivity and joy, don't spread COVID. That should be the message of 2020. That's kind of still the message of 2021. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, man, just get out there and virtually at this point, love each other. You know, I hope that once we're done with COVID, there's such a resurgence of hanging out, but also an appreciation for that connection that was severed so abruptly with COVID. You know, I haven't seen some of my friends in a full year. I didn't see my parents for a year, and they recently dropped off gifts for Christmas. And, you know, they just dropped them off on the lawn and then basically left. Because that was my stipulation, because I go into work and I'm the one that's exposed more than my parents are. But I haven't seen them in a year. And, you know, for a lot of my friends, it's the same thing. I haven't seen my friends in 6 months. A lot of them, you know, maybe you did like a drive-by COVID birthday celebration thing, said hi, and then that was it. But, yeah. Obviously, I know that we're just kind of reiterating a bunch of stuff we've mentioned before about COVID, but yeah, you know, I don't know. I think there's the light at the end of the tunnel, and all we got to do is keep pushing a little bit more, hold on a little bit longer, and we can eventually get there. And once we do, I hope that we have a newfound appreciation for everything that we once had and everything that we will be able to do in the future. You know, just the idea that you could walk up to a stranger, you know, ask him, hey, what time is it or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like once people are back in grocery stores without masks and we're all back to the old normal, then it'll just be like people high-fiving people. Fuck yeah. You know, I hope that people are going to be more positive. And in turn, people being more positive, I hope that that means less anxiety for people going forward. Right? Obviously, humans as a whole present a lot of uncertainty, which then leads to more anxiety because you're uncertain about the future, how somebody's going to react. But I do hope that it's better. And I think that we can make it better, and we will make it better, and we'll do our best to make it better. So with that, you know, I'm having a pretty good week. There's not much going on for me. I've been feeling pretty good. My anxiety has been a bit lower, trying to take better care of myself. I hope everybody at home, that's the same for you. If it's not, again, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, email. You know, we're here to help as well, right? And we also want your feedback, right? We want to know what topics you guys want to talk about, what you want us to research, what you want to hear. We're going to be finishing up our financial series. I don't know how many parts it'll be just yet, but we're going to be digging deeper into that and hopefully getting people situated. Maybe you're looking for a job, or you're, you know, in between jobs, or you want to apply for a new job, or maybe you just want better, you know, help managing your money. All these things can be very, very complicated to start and can be very overwhelming when you're first starting out. So, you know, tune in the upcoming weeks for those. And I'm sure by next Thursday, Ashad will be done with most of his renovation stuff, and he'll be back here with you and I and joining us for another episode. So thank you all for listening. I hope you're safe at home. Hope your anxiety is manageable. And I hope that you're staying healthy. Peace.